Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Everyone's here is super smiling. This message of unconditional love was in the air for super smiling. Here to save the day.
Kindness is the way.
Woof and Super Smiles, welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my handsome co-host, two-time shelter dog, Super Smiley, who's the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival and for State Farm. Thank you, Animal Film Festival and State Farm, for all you do for dogs and their people. And here on a Super Smiley adventure, we explore adventures where animals lead. These can be adventures for fun or missions of animal advocacy or inner journeys of self-discovery where our pets become our healers and teachers. And Super Smiley's been taking me on amazing adventures. Our latest Super Smiley flash mob tour for kindness included a mega flash mob for kindness at the University of Georgia. And from that, we made a film short called A PSA for Kindness, Go Dogs! And that just won the Ambassador of Kindness Award at the Animal Film Festival and is up for a Peabody Award. Congratulations, Super Smiley! And you can see it at kindnessfilms.com or just Google Super Smiley Kindness PSA and it pops right up. And today we are so excited to introduce our fabulous guest. She is a gorgeous, super talented actress who loves her dog. Amanda Seyfried has starred in films from Mean Girls to Mamma Mia, where she played the beautiful ingenue opposite the legendary Meryl Streep. Later, she again sang and acted opposite another Academy Award winner, Anne Hathaway, in the Academy Award nominated film Les Miserables. In addition to more critically acclaimed credits in films like Dear John and Red Riding Hood, she just finished filming opposite yet another Academy Award winner and icon, Shirley MacLaine, and Amanda has repeatedly been named one of the world's most beautiful women, and we love her especially because she loves her dog. Amanda Seyfried, welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure.
Hey, thanks.
We're so happy that you're here. And Amanda, Super Smiley and I have already been checking out your dog, Finn, on Twitter. First, he is so super cute. But first, your career is crazy amazing. So I want to talk about that for just a second. What was it like to shoot Mamma Mia in those magical Greek islands? It looked just amazing.
Yeah, it was a dream come true. I pinch myself every day. I mean, I had never really traveled that far. So just being there for an entire month I really was just completely blown away by just the culture, and we were all so happy to be there, so it was just a really positive experience. I haven't been back since we promoted it, but man, that's like, Greece is life-changing.
It was just looking at the sets and the colors and the azure blues, and what was it like, I mean, singing ABBA, one of the most popular groups in the entire world ever, was that just so much fun as a singer as well as an actor?
It's really accessible for a singer. For me, I'm a soprano, but for whatever reason, I was so comfortable singing their songs. Also, we had Benny and Bjorn with us for most of the shoot. They were in and out, and especially when we were recording the songs. But it was, I mean, yeah, they're like with you. They wrote it, and there they are, like allowing you to sing their classic hits. And it was really kind of terrifying at first, but they were super supportive. And it's so weird that kids still these days, 5-year-olds that I meet that weren't even around when we made the movie, are singing ABBA. I mean, this stuff came out in the 70s. It's just, it's amazing. It's never going to leave us.
It really touches a chord in all of us. And that's why I just love that movie. And you were brilliant in it. You were just brilliant. Congratulations. And working with Meryl Streep. I mean, really, Meryl Streep, right?
I know, right out of the gate. It's incredible, actually. And again, then, dream come true.
Yes, and then another dream come true, I would imagine, is for me watching you in this one of the most beautiful films I have ever seen in my entire life, Les Miserables. Congratulations on the film's Academy Award nomination. Thanks. And I would think that every moment of that was larger than life. What was that like working on that film?
Well, vocally, that was less accessible than ABBA. That was tough. I wish I could re-record everything I sang in that movie. It was live. Everything was live. It was the first time anybody had ever to do that. I mean, we had microphones in the inside and the outside of our costumes just so we could pick up everything. But it was really daunting. It wasn't joyous, happy-go-lucky experience as Mamma Mia. It definitely was dark at times. But, I mean, we all really enjoyed making the movie. It was intense because it's a Victor Hugo. I mean, it's just a really depressing, long play slash movie slash book. So, you know, that always creeps into your psyche when you're shooting something so dark.
Right, but congratulations on your brilliant work in that. And again, for the Academy Award nominations for the film. And I just want to let you know, Amanda, we love all of your work. And I'm an actress as well. I live in Malibu, and I was called to Charleston, South Carolina for a callback audition for a film, Dear John, for the role of your mother.
Oh,
and
I just... Yes,
I swear. And I didn't get it. The woman who got it was beautiful. Everyone in that cast was brilliant. But I just had to mention that to you. So I'm so happy to meet you now. I'm not playing your mother, but we're so happy that you're
funny.
On our show. Yes.
And, I mean, we all cross paths at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now to the topic of Pet Life Radio, the most important thing. One of the loves of your life is your dog, Finn. And we want to hear all about that right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Everyone's here is super smiling. This message of unconditional love.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with the oh-so-talented Amanda Seyfried. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thanks.
Now, Amanda, do you have a dog?
Sure do.
Tell us about Finn.
Finn is napping right now on my bed. He's an Australian Shepherd Border Collie type, and he's 6.5 years old. I got him on an actual TV show set, and I wasn't looking for him, but it was love at first sight, and it's been 6 wonderful years, and we just got back from a hike, and he goes with me everywhere, and it's just a match made in heaven.
I love that. And I love that it was love at first sight. They have such an ability to communicate. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. God, they're so intuitive. Their souls are just so pure. I mean, I guess a soul is pure, but they are really the most pure animal on this planet. I really believe that.
I believe that as well. Amanda, why do you think these animals have such an impact on our spirits? Why do you think they have this ability to touch us so deeply? What do you think that is?
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they're an innocent, and they just really, they just love you, and it's unconditional love, and, you know, they don't have the ability to disagree with you, really. And I think, I don't know, there's just so much appreciation vibrating from them, because they don't need much, and especially domesticated animals like dogs, you know, besides food, they just want to be loved, and it's such a pure need and a pure want. And I don't know, maybe it's just also the fact that they're just so fluffy and warm. I mean, not every dog is this wonderful, but their spirit is.
Absolutely. And I love that you use the words purity of spirit. I believe that they have a purity of spirit that can teach very specifically, even more than human people, like teachers or, you know, our mentors. Animals have an ability to go even deeper with that. I know that animals are healers and teachers for me. What do you think about that? Have you learned anything from Finn?
I learned patience and compassion. You know, he's very focused. He lives in the moment. I think my journey right now is just to live in the moment and to appreciate every day as it comes, and every moment that I have when I'm feeling good and full. And that's his life. He doesn't know any different. Mm-hmm. And that he teaches me something every day, just to, when I look at him, or when I just rub his ears, or when I make him smile, or whatever it is that makes him look so happy. I'm living in the moment. I'm really appreciating what I have in that moment. It's just really, it's the best education. I mean, that's how he lives. He doesn't know any other way.
Oh, I love that you said that too. That's just how he lives. He doesn't know any other way. And sometimes people, we get caught up in living ways that we shouldn't. We get carried here and carried there. And when we go back to our dog, they're just kind of like a little grounding rod. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. God, he's the most grounding thing I've ever he's just my partner. I mean, and thank God, you know, he's everything to me.
I love that. Well, Super Smiley is absolutely my partner too. So I love all these words you're using, Amanda. They're exactly where my thoughts are. Does he ever get to go to set with you? Do you get to work with him as your partner?
Oh yeah.
Tell us.
He's in my contracts. Every movie that I do, every project that I do, it's there that I'm able to bring my dog, unless it's a restaurant or somewhere where, you know, we're shooting the house or someone's allergic. It's very, of course, I would always respect that, but for the most part, he's such a light when he comes to work, too. People really look forward to having him there, and he's, of course, his energy is always positive, and he's very well-behaved, so it really just works for me that he comes everywhere. He obviously doesn't travel outside of the country, but I don't make that many trips outside of the country over 3 days just because I want to get back to him. And I mean, my priority is just to spend as much time as I can with him because he doesn't get to live as long as we do. And that's a tragedy. That animal should absolutely be able to spend more time on his earth.
We all agree with that, all of us who have lost one of our pets. Of course, we agree with that. But I've heard things, you know, just sort of philosophical comments that maybe they don't live as long because that gives us more opportunity to interact with different animals. Or maybe they don't live as long because they don't take as long to get it right. You know, we humans,
It's so true. They don't need it. It's true. You're right. That's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, but we still would miss them. I know I've had a lot of animals in my life, and Angel and Super Smiley and my horses, Starfire, Minnehaha, they are my life now, but oh my gosh, I can't imagine what will happen when they do go on. Have you had other pets as a child? Did you have lots of animals growing up, Amanda?
I had cats always. My parents were not dog people. They are now. But
they have to be.
They are. I know. My mom was like, "You got a what?" And then the first night she met him, they were sleeping together. It was so cute. He's like a puppy. Aww. But no, we had Siamese cats growing up.
Oh.
They're great. They're smart. They're beautiful. But you know, my parents used to go to the cat shows and buy them from breeders. And, that's not the way we do it anymore. I made it very clear to my parents that I don't really, you know, for special purposes, breeding is great. But in terms of just the fact that if you're getting a normal household pet, you can so easily rescue. And so I'm a big advocate of that. So they don't do that anymore. They do have a cat of mine that I got when I was 18, who lives with them because I moved to shoot Mamma Mia. I was away for 7 months. So he ended up falling in love with my parents, and so he lives with them. But we have two cats here in L.A. I have a barn cat in New York, and I have some horses and chickens. And I've got a lot of animals. I'm looking for, like, a donkey.
Oh, I love this. I love this, Amanda. I grew up with ponies and with chickens all around me, too. So
I'm so
totally
lucky.
I feel your spirit. No, I totally feel your spirit. Have you seen the little miniature donkeys? Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah, I sure have.
They're the cutest. They're one of the cutest creatures on the entire planet. Do you agree with that? I mean,
baby donkey, miniature donkeys and miniature goats and miniature cows. They're just miniatures of the world. I don't know how. I'm not very educated on that. I don't know how they come to fruition. I'm just not sure if that's just that was a mistake, or I don't know. I'd love to know more about that, but I don't know. I wouldn't have any need for, like, a miniature anything. I was more just going to rescue some donkey that needs a home.
I think that's fantastic.
I'm on that road. But.
Well, we work with the Animal Film Festival, as I mentioned earlier, and they're associated with the Center for Animal Protection and Education, and they often find donkeys that have been abandoned in the desert. So, Amanda, if you really want a donkey,
wow.
I can hook you up.
Oh, wow.
I can
amazing.
Totally
okay.
hook you up. And they're real live rescues. I mean, abandoned donkeys. Oh. And so anyway, let's get back to you. Yes, we'll find you one. And Super Smiley, my dog, followed Finn on Twitter last night, and Finn had some really interesting observations that Smiley wanted me to ask you about, and that's going to be coming up after the break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Everyone's here is Super Smiley, this message of unconditional love.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with the beautiful Amanda Seyfried. Amanda, okay, first, I talk with Smiley and all my animals all the time, and I know they understand me. Do you talk to Finn? Do you talk to your dog?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have conversations. He speaks to me through his eyes and his behavior. Vocally one-sided.
Right, of course. But they communicate. I feel like all my animals and the horses, I get so many wonderful inspirations and thoughts and lessons, as we were talking about, from my animals. On your dog Finn's Twitter, I want to talk about some of his Twitter posts, which I love. He said, "What if humans entered into unknown agreements every time they shook a paw?" I thought that was so cool. So what agreements do you think the dogs would be asking of us humans when we shake their paws?
Wow, the agreement to, I don't know. What would they, every shake of the paw is an agreement. That's really funny.
I was going to say, if you don't know, go ask Finn. He'll tell you.
I think he doesn't want to be lied to. If he's doing a paw and he doesn't get a treat, that's, he's working for it and he's not getting it. So every agreement should be like, I should never say the word treat without giving one. Or paw
absolutely.
Without giving him one. Or asking him to do anything for me without giving him a reward. But then again, I always have treats, and I always kind of want to show off his training.
Yeah, we love to show what our doggies can do and how cute they are, because they are so cute. I call it the high five. When Smiley does it, we say, do high five.
Yes,
a high five. Isn't that so cute? It's just adorable.
It's so much cuter than paw, because they go a little higher.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the little things, and that's another lesson. They teach us to focus on the little things. Like just even to relax. I remember one time I was sick, and I was just so impatient because I'm like an A personality. I love to do things. And my cat literally showed me how to just lie there and rest, because the cat's just hanging out, you know?
It's so true. I mean, they really know how to relax, animals. Not like, we have to multitask and rush through everything. And that's just not how they live.
Right. That's right. And Finn, your dog, you're so cute. Everyone has got to check out Finn's pictures. He is just the most beautiful, fluffy, fluffy, sweet doggy. He also posted, I'm sorry I'm asking you these questions that Finn posted. I know they're hard. But he also posted about Pope Francis saying that dogs go to heaven. Do you think dogs actually go to heaven?
I don't know. I don't know if heaven is different for everybody. I think they definitely, there is a space for animals, possibly. I mean, I think they're just far more evolved than human beings.
I do too. And, in a way, I do too.
I hope that when I die, I'm somehow reconnected with him. I don't know how it will be, but we're energy and, we have souls. And I do believe that I know Finn from another kind of existence. I totally believe that. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess they definitely go farther than we do, I think.
Yeah. I agree with you. I do. I think that dogs go to heaven, and I take it even a little bit further. I think that they actually are like little pieces of heaven right here on earth to remind us of where we're supposed to be and where we're supposed to be going. So when I look in my dog's eyes, that's what I feel like I connect with. Does that make sense to you? Do you see what I'm saying?
It's deep. Absolutely. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying when you look into their eyes. It's everything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It can take you to such a grateful place.
And Amanda, you mentioned your parents having the Siamese kitties who are, it's such an amazing breed. I mean, they talk and they whine and they're so beautiful and they're so elegant. But you also mentioned adoption. And I just want to let you know, Amanda, that my horses, I saved them from slaughter. My doggies, they're all shelter dogs.
Amazing.
My kitty cat. Yes, my kitty cat was a little baby kitten from a feral cat who had gotten her kitten stuck in a pipe. So they were all rescued. But her name is Kitty Bitty, and we love her very, very much. So Amanda, talk to our listeners about pet adoption. I saw you on ASPCA ad with your dog?
Best Friends.
Best Friends. I'm sorry. Yeah, Best Friends.
We love Best Friends.
Yeah, we love Best Friends. And we actually
love
did a big series. We did a series on their Utah Giant Sanctuary, a 5-part series that got
amazing.
Yes, it was amazing. So talk to everybody. Why should we adopt a pet? Why is that so important to adopt?
Oh God, there's just so many animals that don't have homes, and there is not enough space for them. People are neutering and spaying their animals, and nature does this thing, and all of a sudden you have, they just multiply, and it's just so easy to get them fixed just, I mean, unless you're breeding for a certain reason, there is no reason. Unless it's breeding certain breeds for medical reasons and therapy reasons, there's just no reason. And every time that you rescue an animal, you're actually rescuing two animals, because you're giving one animal a home and you're giving a free space for the next animal to come into the shelter or wherever you're rescuing your animal from. And it's just like, it's just such a good way of giving back. And then not only do you save two animals, but one of the animals you get to know, you get to live with and experience each other. It's a beautiful thing.
I love that. Absolutely. Amanda, I love that you said you're not only rescuing one, but as a result, you're rescuing two, because you're giving space for the shelter to bring in another pet. And Chris DeRose with Last Chance for Animals. Have you met Chris? Do you know Chris? By
no,
any chance?
I haven't.
Well, he's an amazing person, winner of a Genesis Awards, and he has a great organization called Last Chance for Animals. And Chris goes even farther. He says that when you adopt a pet or rescue one from a shelter instead of going to a pet store, buying a puppy mill dog, you are saving at least five dogs. You're saving yours,
oh, wow,
the one you made room for, and you're helping to stop the torture of the two parents who are breeder dogs in the puppy mills, and probably several of the siblings that may have died because they were in, you know, unclean conditions. So the bottom line is, everybody adopt. Yes, adopt a dog or a cat or a horse.
There's so many byproducts of that, and so many wonderful symptoms of that, and just, I mean, just the energy, the karma. I mean, I do think putting those vibrations out can just do a lot of good.
I love that. Just the karma and putting the vibrations out. I love this, Amanda. You're so, so cool. And Super Smiley's assistant, Kim Swartz, he's also my husband, Smiley's entertainment attorney, and he's our guest host here sometimes when we're double booked. He met you on your latest film, The Last Word, and he was so impressed by you. Amanda, can you just tell us a little bit about the film coming up? Give us a little sneak peek on The Last Word.
Oh, yeah. It's a great story about this woman who wants complete control over her obituary before she dies.
Ah.
And she's played by Shirley MacLaine.
Wow.
And she comes in to meet the obituary writer at the local paper, and that I play that character. And so they kind of go on a journey, and they kind of become friends. They kind of hate each other at the beginning because this woman is so impossible to deal with, and the job seems so ridiculous. But then you realize that this woman really doesn't have anybody, and she wants to have this legacy that doesn't really exist in the way she wants it to. So it's a beautiful story, and we have this amazing little actress named Anjul Lee Dixon, and I'm like blown away by her. The three of us have such a journey, and it's just such a beautiful, it's kind of a dark comedy, but it's also like just a really, it's just a good friendship movie. It's hard to explain. It is rated R, so I don't know how they're going to promote this, but it was definitely the best experience I've had in my career so far.
That's a lot to say, because as we mentioned at the top of the show, you have done some amazing projects, Amanda. And yes, we want to wish you, and I know the directors, Mark Pellington, the amazing Shirley MacLaine, and producer Kirk D'Amico. Is that how he says his name? Kirk D'Amico?
D'Amico, yeah.
Kirk D'Amico, the best of luck with The Last Word. We will be watching. And Amanda, where can we all go to keep up with you? Because you just are out there doing everything. Where can we follow you?
Instagram.
Okay.
That's my jam. I'm on Instagram. So Finn, actually.
Okay,
good. He works as well, but I do control his Instagram. But it's just the two of us, we're very active on Instagram.
Okay, good. We will do that. Well, Super Smiley, we've been more on Twitter and Facebook, but we have an Instagram, so we will definitely follow you there. And we also want to invite everybody to go to kindnessfilms.com and see Super Smiley's latest kindness film short. Just Google Super Smiley Kindness PSA, because it's just so cute. And Amanda, we want to thank you. Please do, Amanda. I'd love it. You know what? We'll tag you on something, and maybe you can watch it. We'd love that. And Amanda, Seyfried, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We had a really wonderful time with you. Thank you so much. Did you have a good time on your adventure?
Thank you so much for letting me talk about it. Our shared passions. It's really great. I love this. I can't wait to listen to your show.
Thank you, Amanda. We loved you being here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see that little video.
Thank you. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, sounds good. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Amanda. And we want to send out a big thank you also here to our super producer, Mark Winter, for bringing a Super Smiley Adventure out to the world. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley Adventure, we hope you love all your adventures with all your pets. So until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's talk pets. every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.